This is Akashvani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended greetings to the people of Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Karnataka, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Tamil Nadu, Lakshadweep and Puducherry on the statehood day of their states. In a social media post, President Murmu highlighted the contributions made by the people of these states and union territories in the country's development journey. Mr. Dhankar wished that these states and union territories continue to flourish and progress, contributing to the peace and prosperity of the country. While in a social media post, the Prime Minister wished for the happiness and success of the people of these states. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Gujarat's largest waste-to-energy plant at Pirana in Ahmedabad City this afternoon. The plant has been established on PPP model at a cost of 375 crore rupees. It has the capacity to generate 15 megawatt of energy from 1,000 metric tons of solid waste per day. Our correspondent reports that this will be Ahmedabad's first waste-to-energy plant. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also be present on the occasion. Today is the last day of withdrawal of candidature for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 634 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of November, while the first phase of polling will be undertaken on the 13th of November in 43 constituencies. 685 candidates are in the first phase after withdrawal of candidatures. Counting of votes will be on the 23rd of November. Prominent BJP leader MLA Nagrota, Jammu, and noted businessman Devendra Singh Rana passed away last night at a private hospital in Faridabad. He was 59. He survived by mother, wife and three children and two brothers, including Union Minister in PMO Dr. Jitendra Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah today expressed grief over the demise of Devendra Singh Rana. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that his untimely demise is shocking. Mr. Modi hailed his work, stating that Rana worked diligently towards Jammu and Kashmir's progress. The Home Minister noted that Mr. Rana was always dedicated to the peace and development of Jammu and Kashmir and made an invaluable contribution to the progress of the region. The rates of commercial LPG gas cylinders in metro cities have gone up by 62 rupees. Oil marketing companies have announced the revised prices, which come into effect from today. In Delhi, the retail sale price of a 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinder has risen to 1,802 rupees from 1,740 rupees. Prices of 5-kilogram FTL cylinders have also increased by 15 rupees, while prices of 14.2-kilogram cylinders remain unchanged. This marks the fourth consecutive month that oil marketing companies have raised the rate of the 19-kilogram commercial LPG gas cylinder. The Delhi Fire Department has reported an unprecedented number of emergency calls on Diwali this year, which is the highest in the last 10 years. Talking to Akashvani News, Delhi Fire Services Director Atul Garg said in just 12 hours from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m, more than 300 calls of fire incidents were received. Mr. Garg said three deaths were also reported. However, Mr. Garg said that there was no major fire reported this year as they had increased the fire force for Diwali. Well, the National Stock Exchange, NSE, and the Bombay Stock Exchange, BSE, will conduct their annual Diwali Muhurat trading session today. The special trading session will mark the beginning of the new calendar year, Sambat 2081. According to NSE's notification, the pre-open trading session will commence at 5:45 p.m. and end at 6 p.m, while normal market trading will span between 6 and 7 p.m. That is 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Well, in cricket, New Zealand were 92 for 3 in their first innings against India at lunch on the first day of the third and final test match in Mumbai. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and elected to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.